Small Biz America.
The Brain.
John Wibben is the president and CEO of Telligent Media, LLC, Encore Publishing, and Custom Copywriting. This is one of the fastest growing online content providers in the industry. He's written copy for Fortune 100, small startups, and hundreds of mid-sized organizations. Top companies call upon him for online marketing consultation. He's also the author of Content Rich, Writing Your Way to Wealth on the Web, and speaks at business conferences and association meetings all around the country. Joining us on the line from Fallbrook, California, is John Wibben. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much.
So why did you write Content Rich?
Well, there was a real gap in the marketplace for knowledge about writing for the web. It seems like in my talks, I'd go to small business meetings and talk to groups of people, and they'd look back at me with blank stares when I talked to them about SEO and search engine optimization and how to get their website ranked higher in the search engines. And I realized there was a real knowledge gap out there in what people knew about the web and how they can make it work for them and how they can really write their own content if they wanted to.
So you see this gap, but when you wrote the book, how did you want to make a difference in terms of how business leaders design their marketing plans?
Right. Good question. I thought that, you know, writing it in a way that showed how to leverage all the different types of content and to explain what the types of content were out there, like blog content, article content, press releases, your website copy, newsletter content, all these different types of content, they're out there. Number one, are you utilizing all of them? Number two, are you leveraging them to maximize your online presence?
John, how are ad agencies and search marketing firms getting it wrong in terms of how they serve their clients, in your view?
Well, what's happening out there is that they're creating these great-looking websites, beautifully designed, and they look great.
Yeah.
Usability's pretty good, but they're not focusing on how to get that website ranked in the search engine. So if you've got a great site and it looks pretty, but it's not on page one or two for the keyword terms that people are searching for to try and find you, then what good is it really? Unless you have off-the-street traffic or a huge database of existing customers, you really want to rank in Google for your keyword terms. And that's one thing that a lot of design firms and agencies miss. They really miss the optimization piece. And to me, that's, if not the most important, one of the top three things that any agency or designer should focus on when they put a website together.
So there's a paradigm shift that sounds happening where many of these firms started as visually oriented, or they're design firms, and they're not thinking about the text and the SEO and so forth. Is that a fair
sort of summary? Yeah, I would say so. And it's not all of them, but I'd say it's a good 30 or 40% of them.
Mm. So there lies your gap in terms of that piece.
Right.
So what do you tell a company? They haven't written much content. They're a small business, maybe a micro enterprise. They haven't at all started down this path to creating the blog entries, the articles, press releases, site content, et cetera. Where do you start with them?
The first thing they want to do is keyword research. They want to go onto wordtracker.com or keyworddiscovery.com and do some keyword research, find out what terms people are searching for to try and find their business. And once they do that, they'll come back with a list of probably 50 up to 100 keyword phrases that they can now use to optimize their website. So once they have that list, then they can look at the pages on their website and determine which ones fit with which pages. And they may need to write more pages in order to get all these keyword phrases included, and that's fine because the more content, the better. Google looks at that favorably. And second, what they want to do is do some competitive analysis. They want to go on Google and search for those keyword phrases, whatever they are, and look at who's on page one. Those are their competitors. They want to go on those websites and read the content, look at the meta tags, and see what they're up against. Are they giving away something for free? Are they doing a free demo, free sample, free white paper? If they are, you need to be able to compete with that. So the first two things are keyword research and competitive research, I would say.
We're visiting with John Wibben. He's the president and CEO of Telligent Media, LLC, Encore Publishing, and Custom Copywriting. We're talking about copywriting and search engine optimization for the web. What are meta tags? How do they fit into all this, John?
Meta tags are in the code behind the scenes of the website. When you right-click on the homepage, for example, you'll see something that says View Source Code. You want to click on that. Once you click on that, you'll see the code for that page pop up. And this is the HTML code that the designer does. And what you'll see there at the very top of the page is something called a meta title tag and a meta description tag. And these two tags are very important, two of the most important parts of the code, because these are what Google looks at when they're trying to determine what the page is about. So when they're spidering that page, they're looking at those meta tags. So it's important that you have your keyword phrases in those meta tags. And if you don't, then you're doing yourself a disservice, obviously, because Google's not going to be able to find those for you. So the meta title tag, you want to include two or three keyword phrases there, separated by a vertical line. And then in your description tag, you explain a little bit in a couple sentences what that page is about, and use your same keyword phrases there as well. And then whatever phrases you use in those meta tags, you also want to use those keyword phrases in the content on that page. And that right there is a very fundamental difference between a website that ranks well and one that doesn't, is that they're doing all three of those things.
Okay, that's great stuff. How do blogs fit into all of this? We've talked a lot about the internal website for a given company, XYZ, but let's go external with it a little bit. What kind of strategies do you suggest there?
First of all, a blog is something that builds that relationship with your prospects and clients. And let's face it, now in this day and age, people out there are in control. Our customers are in control. They are leading us rather than us leading them. And a blog facilitates that relationship. You can write a post about your opinion, about a new product that you have, about a competitive product, whatever it is. You write that blog post, and then your prospects, visitors, and clients can interact with you in practically real time to comment on that blog post, and you can get a discussion going. And that's what they're looking for. A lot of your clients are looking for that relationship. They're looking to see that you care about their thoughts and feelings and what they want. It also enables you to be more present in the social media space, which is, we're talking about Facebook, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, Twitter, which is obviously all those sites are all the rage now in the last year or two. And it's important to have a presence on those sites as well. And a blog helps facilitate that.
When you get into talking about Twitter with some business owners, and particularly those that are maybe baby boomers a little bit later, they're like, well, I don't get it. Twitter, why do I want to let people know, where I'm going? I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going here. I'm walking my dog. What do you say to those business owners?
Right. Well, I would say that they're probably missing the point. That's kind of how Twitter was introduced to us. Tell us what you're doing right now. But
right.
It's much more than that, really. It's not tell us what you're doing, grabbing lunch or waking up and getting coffee, whatever.
Right.
It's more about what are your opinions, thoughts, feelings about something in your industry, something that you recently saw that's relevant to your prospects and your visitors, something they care about. You comment on that. You build that presence. And the thing about Twitter that's fantastic is that you can see what people are saying about you. You can put in your company name or your product or service or whatever and find out what people are talking about. And so you can monitor your brand, monitor your company out there. And sometimes you won't find anything, but other times you'll find a ton of stuff. And this is this is great information, because this is something that we used to pay for in focus groups. And sometimes then we wouldn't even get the honest answer.
That's right. They tend to tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. On Twitter now we can get that kind of information, which is fantastic. And so it does that for you. It helps you build a new constituency, helps you reach out to new prospects, and you can start following others in your industry, others that do what you do, and you can build partnerships with other vendors, with others that do what you do. And it's just a great tool. And by the way, it's growing faster than Facebook is growing, and Twitter is just a fantastic resource that every business owner should really look at
and really should be a part of the marketing spectrum. And how do you recommend that business owners participate? Is it very personal, or do you say, block out 20 minutes every morning? Well, do you have any thoughts behind that question?
I would say that the hardest part is getting your page up and running. It takes maybe a couple, 3 hours to load your logos on there, write a little bit about your company, who you are, get your page set up. That takes a couple hours or so. After that, then it's just going in once or twice a day for maybe just 5-10 minutes, not a long time, and seeing what's being said out there, responding to what's coming in from the people that you are following, and maybe commenting on something that you read in the news. It could be something simple that you saw in Google News that you want to comment on. And look, it's only 140 characters. It's not like you're writing a big blog post or a big article. It's actually very simple. It's 140 characters, and really the goal is to try and say what you're going to say in a very succinct manner. And that also helps in the fact that there's no fluff. What you're saying is typically very substantive, because you only have 140 characters to say it in. So,
is it important that you not just talk about your own stuff?
Yeah, it is. And you don't really want to do that because in the Web 2.0 world, it's kind of looked down upon whether you're talking about, you know, on your blog or wherever. People just don't, they take that the wrong way. And it's kind of the old style, the traditional style of marketing is, let me tell you all about what we do. No, it's really about building a relationship with a new group of people. And so, yeah, I would lay off of that. Maybe once in a while you can self-promote a little bit, but it's more about commenting on other things that are going on.
John, I wanted to ask you a little bit about one more thing about Twitter. You mentioned in passing that you can monitor your brand and what people are what they're tweeting about you. What's the tool you use to do that?
You know, there's a few tools that you can do. Actually, the easiest thing to do really is just go in their search box on Twitter and just type in your company name. That's the easiest way to do it. There's other tools. There's automated things that you can do. Websites. But that, for me, I just go in there and search and see what's being said about.
So it's right from the homepage on Twitter.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. Regarding SEO, are there any tricks you can recommend in this segment that might be helpful for people who are somewhat new at navigating that world?
Sure. I think, you know, a lot of people see this as kind of a big mystery, that there's a lot to it that they need to know, and really there isn't. It's doing some basic things and doing them right. The first is what I mentioned earlier about the meta tags and using your keyword terms in those meta tags as well as in the content on that page.
Yeah.
And not repeating the same meta tag on every page on your site. That's rule number one, and that's the biggest offense I see when I look at a website. I'd say 7 out of 10 websites, maybe 6 or 7 out of 10 websites are using the same meta tag on every page, and that's really a mistake because you're wasting valuable real estate that you can use for other keyword phrases as well. So that's number one. Number two is don't write more than 350 words on that page. Anything more than that, people just get drowned out. People scan read on the internet. They don't read your website the way they read a magazine or newspaper, and you want to space out the content a little bit. Use bullets, use lists, use headers and subheaders on the page. Because people, you know, they're looking for the basic facts, and they're going to move on at that point. So you got to tell them what you're going to tell them, and then conclude. And then also, you know, as far as SEO goes, make sure you're using the keyword phrases in the right place. You want to use it in the header in the first spot on the page. You want to use it somewhere in the middle, and then somewhere at the end. So you really 2 to 3 times on the page, kind of the rule of thumb. And so doing all those things is really putting you head and shoulders above a lot of others.
Some good practical stuff. Thanks for that, John.
Sure.
Finally, what's the future of online content? I mean, are we going somewhere that some of us may not see, that you in the marketing business may see a different way?
We're really marching to Google's drum. I mean, everything they do, whatever they do, we're all kind of in their world.
Wow.
And that's just a reality of life. They came out of nowhere, and they're really controlling the entire web. And things change every day. There's always something new, and it's important to stay abreast of that. So whatever change is going to come down the pike, it's really, we're just responding to what Google's going to be doing. And some of the new websites in the social media space, like Twitter, like Facebook, you're going to see more development there. But you're also going to see more personalization with the web. Whatever you're searching for, you're going to be able to find it instantaneously, and the search results are going to come back very tailored to what you want. So you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more video, obviously. You're going to see more interactive features. So everything you're seeing now is just going to continue. But really, I mean, who's to say what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years? I mean, 15 years ago, we didn't even have the internet, so things have changed dramatically in just a few years. And so it's exciting. It's dynamic. It's always changing. You know, the other thing, too, is that in this economy where we're going through this recession, it's really the best place to be, and it's where you see all the money going. You're seeing, magazines and newspapers suffering. People are taking money out of print advertising and putting it into the web because the web works, and the web is dynamic. In the web, you can measure stuff. You can look at the analytics. You can see what people are doing, where they're coming in, what keyword phrases they're using. So it's all about the web right now, and you're going to see more and more advertising go into the web, more banner ads, more PPC ads, and just more stuff in general on blogs and social media. So it's all about getting on and hanging on and seeing where this ride's going to take us.
Great stuff, John. So glad we could have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. John Wibben has been our guest. He's the president of Custom Copywriting, that website, www.customcopywriting.com. John, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thanks, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.